Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, our TV show as well is on YouTube. My goodness, we're not getting a lot of subscribers, but we're getting there. I mean, it's only been, what, not even a year we're on the air with our YouTube channel, give or take. And we're starting to get subscriber, and some of the shows here are actually be transcribed to our YouTube channel as well. This particular one for a fact. And the reason I'm saying that, oh, you guys are in for a treat. I've been talking about this show throughout the week. I've been doing some live stream and live through Instagram and through Facebook and through Twitter. Reason being, guys, I'm giving away a VIP prize, and I'm going to be saying this until June 28th when we would be doing the drawing. I have a great guest today with us, and a little bit of a surprise, though, because I just find out just a little while ago that things has changed, but it's all going to be even better. It's going to be amazing. So before we bring our guests on, which I've been talking about it throughout this week, amazing, I would like to take a couple of minutes of your precious time to thank you. We've been in the air for 3 years now, and it's been incredible. The support is just, it's unbelievable. Thank you so much for your messages, for your emails, for your comments on Facebook, on now following up on Instagram, tweeting, and all that good stuff. But thank you. You guys are just to die for. You guys deserve a huge as always. And I would like to thank also the event or the person that is actually doing this interview on behalf of, they are our brand new sponsors to the show. So we have three sponsors, as you can see on my social media, Nature Nova, we have Tex, and now we have this brand new sponsor, which I mentioned in a little while. And so thank you so much for being our sponsor. Without you, without your contribution, this show could not be possible. And I'm very, very excited, because if you are thinking of sponsoring this show, can you send us an email at show@lizzyt.com? It's show@lizzyt.com. And we will send you a little package, which basically has, you know, we will be mentioning your business, and we have a jingle that we play, which unfortunately this one hasn't come to us back yet, but we will be playing the commercial or the words of our sponsors pretty soon. But we do have our last sponsor, which is phenomenal. And yeah, so looking forward for you to a sponsor in the show. Now, right after the interview, as you know, this is a radio station, so we are playing music. So we will have a huge selection. Our MP3, our inbox is packed with MP3. And because of time constriction, I don't have time to listen to all of the songs. So my VA does listen to all of the songs, and she selects, and we would like to stress over and over and over again, this show is a family show, and we have kids sometimes listen, because we do have kids actor, we had a couple of times, and singers, so we don't mind playing your rap, we don't mind playing your gospel, we don't mind playing your jazz, or, you know, doesn't matter, as long as it's PR rated. We've gotten some MP3s that has a profanity in it, and this is not the station for that, and we have to pass. So just keep that in mind. Keep sending your MP3. We have quite a variety today. We have gospel. I used to name all the singers, but unfortunately, we kind of started running out of time. We're going to have to do a two-hour show going forward, but I will mention it as soon as we're done with the interview. Also, you know, I love fun facts. And I always like to look at the International Day. And it's funny because I'm quite sure I remember last year that the International Day was not what it shows here right now. So I wonder if it's just a year or what's going on. So according to the internet, May 25th is International Singing Out Day. I guess it is. If you do karaoke or if you into that kind of stuff, this is your day. And then there is another one which says it's Towels Day. Okay, Towels Day. Never heard of that one. So I am pretty sure this was not like this year. So maybe it changes every year. Who knows? So there you go. International Singing Out Day and Towels Day. My sister has a thing about collecting towels, and I'm not sure if she still does that, but every time she goes to the store, she has to add a brand new towel. You know, it's kind of like the shoe fetish. I think she had the towel fetish. But to each his own, I just use towels to get myself dry, and that's pretty much it. So there you go. If you're into towels, today is your day. Anyhow, my theme music, I think it's going to start playing pretty soon because the intro is getting a little longer than expected. So I will wait a couple of seconds. I'm pretty sure my theme song is starting to play right now. There we go. I'm back, everyone. I am your host. We are live today. It is Friday. I can't find my jingle about it's Friday. There's a little, people love Fridays. I love every day. It doesn't matter if it's Friday, Monday, Wednesday, hump day, whatever it is. To me, every day is a day. I guess when you have a business and when you're running and when you're doing what you love to do, it could be any day. So today is Friday. So if you're looking forward to the weekend here in Toronto, looks like it's going to be raining all weekend long. I am so happy that I went for my jog today at lunchtime, about 12, 1-ish. And it was just phenomenal. I got time to do a little bit of a live and talk about my promotion, my contest, and it was awesome. I mean, I did not want to go indoors today at all to keep working, but it is what it is. So I hope that you guys were able to go outside and go for a little walk, a jog, or just even to get out of the office or at the house. I mean, I know for some of you moms that, have to get ready for dinner or pick up the kids, it was a great day. So let's see what's going to happen tomorrow, if we're going to get rain or not. It looks like this summer is never going to come, but it is what it is. We are in Canada. We shouldn't be complaining. One of the best places in the world compared to other places. I mean, I get emails from people and sometimes they're telling me their stories and, we help when we can. I have a lot of organizations that I help. Sometimes it kills you to know that a simple thing like running water is so scarce in other parts of the world. So, okay, so today, everyone, as I've mentioned earlier, we should have had the CEO of Kaham Production. Her name is Myrna. And due to unforeseen circumstances and health issues or health reasons, she's not able to be here with us today. She has her PR person on her behalf and also a very, very interesting fellow that I had the opportunity to speak previously. He is the creative director of Kaham Productions. So I'm very, very excited. But let me give you a little bit of background. Myrna Kaham, I had the opportunity to meet her on an amazing event that I cover every single year. It's called Woman on Fire. Both of us, incredibly enough, are from a South American background. And we both were nominated for the same nomination, Business Woman of the Year. And to her delightful and very, very happy and proud to say that she won, the word. So Myrna is a bilingual public relations personality. She represents the roots of wherever she goes, successful expansion, businesswoman, journalist from San Juan, Puerto Rico, one of my favorite places in the world, and I haven't been there yet. Every time we talk Puerto Rico, it's just, I don't know why, but it brings Menudo to my mind. You probably have no idea who that is, especially in Canada. She is one of the most successful in event production. She has worked with Tropicana and Tropicuba at the legendary time of the Light Theater in Toronto. She's been the board of director of the annual Canada Wonderland Latin Fest. For 5 years, she has been responsible for one of La Paz, Bolivia's first in Canada modeling agency. No wonder she's all into production and making herself amazing, look amazing. Every time we meet her, she's all done up and looks like she's going to a photo shoot or something. She is also the owner of Latin Press Canada newspaper. And she is known and well-established reputation, valuable contacts all over the world. And it's true, this lady knows everybody and everything. I was so surprised. I mean, surprised and happy and proud that a fellow Latin American is so successful here in Canada. And that's really what we are. She has recently produced North America Tour Organization Duo 20 Years, Latin Nice, and the Best Nice Club in Toronto. Incredible. And she was voted the successful woman business of the year, which is not, I couldn't think of a person more deserving than this. And well, she is promoting a very interesting, this is going to be the event of the year. And I'm surprised to know that this is the second year this has been done. I'm looking at her website. She is promoting, and I think she is definitely one of the persons creating this, Hispanic Leader Event, which is an organization that focuses on the country, political, economic, and culture relatives in the Hispanic living in Canada. And I will love to give you more background, but I want to really to bring a Victor to the line so he can tell us a lot more about this. And by the way, if you would like to call us in to interact, ask questions, I've scheduled a little bit of extra time just because of the nature of the show. It's so worth it going over the hour. The number to call us in is 215-383-5705. 215-383-5705 is the number to call, and you will be put on the draw if you call today as well for the winning ticket of a VIP ticket for this amazing event. So without further ado, let's get to know a little bit of our spokesperson today, and let's welcome him with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. You?
I'm doing phenomenal. So let's talk about this event. But first of all, for people that don't know you, and you are the right person, the PR, the creative director for Kahan Production, who is you?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I work with Myrna on her PR mainly, helping her develop the show and stuff like that. I'm just here to help and here to do some PR stuff.
Phenomenal. So is Victor Ramirez married? Is he single? Does he have kids? No. And what's your favorite drink?
Married, 4 kids, Brady Bunch style. And my favorite drink is an old fashioned.
4 kids. Wow. Incredible. I mean, I haven't heard that for a very long time. You deserve a round of applause. I've got 2 teenagers, girl, and I feel like I have 10. So congratulations and kudos to you. And what is you said old fashioned glass of wine? Is that what you said?
In old fashioned, it's like it's like bourbon and cognac with like a little bit of lemon zest. Orange zest and a little bit of liqueur in it.
Wow,
it's the kind
that's
of drink
cool.
You take your time with. You know, I actually found it on like while I was watching the show Mad Men, and that's when I started drinking it.
Every time I ask this question, I always think, and I've been doing the show for 2 years, and I always think that I'm going to get the same answer, you know, the Cokes or the waters with lemon, which is my favorite, or rosé wine. But every time I talk, it seems like, I've interviewed hundreds of people, and it's always something different. Very rare I get the same thing, and I've never heard of old fashioned. So, wow, good for you. So I hear that you are not only a person that looks after Cahan production, but you have a pretty extensive background. Again, you've helped many other organizations. Can you name a couple?
Yes, I've worked extensively with like Chrysler Canada, Mercedes-Benz, Atomic Energy, Royal Bank, Ford, Champion USA, Wonder Bra. Cadillac, like it's a long, long list, you know.
Wow, incredible. So, I mean, Myrna couldn't pick the best person to do this job. So let's tell the audience, Victor, what is and how where the idea of the Hispanic Leader event came from. I hear this is the second year. Do you have a background? What? How did this idea came all about, or what inspired her to do this event?
I just think that as she's a leader, she won the Women on Fire Award. You just spoke about that earlier. She's a pillar in our community. She has set such a good example. She's set such a high bar for not only women, but also like Latino, Latinx, Hispanic women, because, you know, diversity is a controversial thing, but she's set such a high bar that she wanted to give back and leave a legacy, I guess. And she's came up with, this was her brainchild. And she came up with this idea, and I thought it was phenomenal when I heard her say it, and I was like, on board.
Yeah, well, obviously, and even when I heard about it, I was like, incredible. I need to be part of this. I need to cover this event. Now, last year, it was, if I'm not mistaken, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, last year was the very first year that she created this. What happened last year? Were you part of it?
Honestly, I wasn't really part of it. I was on other streams of her business, so I wasn't really part of it. And I guess this year I convinced her that that a man could participate in doing that, and I gained her trust to help her.
And you're not what they, and you know what they say, you know, out of every strong woman, there is probably a guy behind, right?
Yes. My yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what is the he's honoring the Latin community. He is I see the videos, and we probably will have a video coming up soon as well. But she has, if I'm not mistaken, about 20 performers. How did she manage to get so many people involved and part of this? Obviously, her reputation dictates that she's able to gather amazing performers. 20, that is incredible.
Yeah, she, like I said, she's got a long-standing career. She's made a lot of friends on the way, and a lot of people that she worked with in the past, you know, just offered their services and wanting to be part of this, you know, Astacia's event. She's a woman, a leader. So, you know, she was able to put this together fairly extensive performers. And not only that, it's just where it's being held was just, you know, when I heard it was going to be at the Regent Theater, you know, such old bones and beautiful architecture and one of the oldest theaters standing in Canada. I was like, wow, this is amazing. It's going to be an amazing event.
It's true. When I heard, and I remember going to that theater myself many years when I used to be kind of part of the Cineplex, or I can't remember the name of the theater, before Cineplex took over. That is just a breathtaking place. And for her to be able to get that place to have this gala held, it's I'm at awe. Completely, very, very impressed. Now, can you name some of the people that are going to be performing? And they're brand names. We're talking names that are they have worked internationally. They have done amazing work throughout Canada, the U.S., and all over the world, practically.
Yeah,
I'd love to hear. Yeah, love to hear some of the names.
Yeah, Esmeralda Enrique. She's one of the top flamenco dancers worldwide. She knew at a very early age, like at age 7, that she was going to be a dancer for life, and not a lot of people could say that nowadays. She's got a great passion for flamenco, and for her, it's not even like dancing; it's a way of her life. We also have another Roxanne and Fabian and Tango Group de Oro. They're recognized internationally, choreographed Argentinian tango. They just have over 20 years of experience. They've been all over the world. It's just an amazing show, an amazing venue. You know, I can go on and on. And I'm not doing them justice. Like, Esmeralda's done so much. If just Esmeralda showed up, it'd be a show to be worth going. And even if just Roxanne and Fabian and the Tango de Oro would show up, it would just be a phenomenal show by themselves. And she was also able to get Vanessa Stay and her whole group, you know, to come down. And she's, you know, she's known for her, like, Latin energy and, like, Latin dance and all that stuff, the flamenco jazz and all that. It's just going to be an amazing show. Like, and once again, if any one of these, like, if Esmeralda and her team was to just come down and do a performance, it would be a show in itself. We also have Marta Elena, which is this Cuban singer that just has an amazing voice that's going to come in and just bring down the house. So we're looking forward to sharing, you know, the culture with all of Toronto and Ontario and Canada. And people want to come out, come check out the show. It's going to be at a very spacious and beautiful theater that was built in 1927, and it stood its ground, and it's got beautiful bones. It's going to be a beautiful night to come out and enjoy the show.
Wow. And I can't remember. I saw some of the videos that she was interviewing, and I'm not sure if it was the Tang. No, it was probably one of the, not Roxana. She was part of the movie with Antonio Banderas. Who was that?
Sorry, it cut out there.
Yeah, one of the performers that she was interviewing, I think, it was Vanessa Stay. She was interviewing her on her Myrna's YouTube channel, and she worked with, she was actually part of the movie with Antonio Banderas. That was one of the most amazing ladies. She has her own studio. She trains. She just had a baby. Superwoman. Those women, all of them are super people. And she is going to be, Vanessa Stay is going to be there as well, correct?
Yes. And this is what I was saying. Like, Vanessa Stay, she's got her dance crew there. I know that there's a lot of shows that they're going to be on that haven't even been aired that we can't even mention.
Surprise.
No, I can't. I go, but she's going to be part of a lot of other shows that you're going to see on TV. She's got her own crew there, and they're phenomenal dancers. And any one of these acts would be worth, you know, their weight in gold to go and see. You know, you don't want to miss it. Vanessa Stay has been a longstanding dancer, and it's, you know, I laugh because, you know, I see these people that have passion and they go for it. And, you know, nowadays people, like, they want to be more safe and, you know, hey, get a job in this, get a job in that. But, you know, it always amazes me when these people, they go for their passion and they're successful and they own their own dance studios and they're living their dream. They're truly living their dream. And so when they come on the stage, especially Vanessa Say and her team, you can see the passion, you can see the love for the dance and for her and for the people she's teaching. It's not, it's once again, it's not a job to her. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, I can't honestly, Victor, I cannot wait for this event to come up. And I am very, very, and also very, very honored to be part of the media covering. When Myrna suggested this to me, I felt like, where should I kiss you? Should I kiss your feet? Because I felt that this is the, we won the event of the year, and you cannot miss it. Period. You cannot miss it. If you are not going to be there June the 28th to be part of this, you have not lived, because I don't think this is probably one of the very first time in Toronto that all of those amazing performers are going to be there one time all together. I mean, you can see them separately, but not all together. So do not everyone lose this opportunity, because it's once in a lifetime. I mean, knowing Myrna and the little that I know her, she might overdo herself next year, but that's another story and we're talking about today. And I have a surprise for you guys. If you call in or even DM me or on my Facebook / Lizzie T Radio or even on Instagram, the Lizzie T Show, and say, I want in, your name is in, and you will be able to win a VIP ticket with me to come and see this amazing event. The number to call us in, everyone, is 215-383-5705. I know it's nice out there. Come on, guys. I usually get one or two callers, so I'm kind of disappointed with you. And my friends from the States, I have so many followers from New York. I was able to go there a couple of times, more than a couple of times, to do interviews there. So how about you guys give us a little bit of retribution and come down to Toronto and be part of this? I know that there's a lot of performers that would love to see even one of those amazing performers, artists, just the one. So my friends from the U.S. and from across Canada, you are so welcome. I don't know if I can fit everyone in my place, but we'll make do. The number to call us in, everyone, is 215-383-5705. And common questions, just perhaps to say hello. As soon as you do that, your name's in. I will cut for a couple of words to my sponsor. Do not go away. Don't worry, guys. This show is recorded, because if you just logged in and you wonder who does Lizzie has on the show, you will be able to continue listening. So I'll cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, and I'll be right back with Victor Ramirez.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit NatureNova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie, and I am the host of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget, TV show as well. Our YouTube channel needs subscribers, and I'm counting on you to be able to check us out. And we are posting all of the videos from Woman in Fire, and we have a lot more coming up. And it takes a little bit of editing time, and my editor is a little bit behind, but it will be there. Not to worry. If you're interested in being part of the Liz T Show, whether it's in the radio or in our, if you're in Toronto, remember, you have to be in Toronto for me, or New York. I will love to interview you, talk about your book, talk about your business, talk about your singing career, talk about your acting, and or talk about a nice or a great performance, just like what we're having right now. We are talking to Victor Ramirez. He is the PR person, personal relations, and the creative director of Kayham Production. We are talking about this amazing event that is going to happen on June the 28th. And you need to be there. That's all I have to say. You need to be there. So if you know anyone that is right into this performance and Latin tech, the community, it's going to be so worthwhile. One of the things that I heard, Victor, is that there is a lot of the people of politics, people of influence, Canadians, and a lot of people that are not Spanish-speaking, they're probably wondering, is this going to be all in Spanish, or is it going to be both bilingual? So two questions there. There is going to be a lot of people of power, people of influence there in Toronto and Canada are going to be attending. And question number two, is it going to be in both languages?
Yes, obviously it's going to be in both languages. The show is going to be Latin dance, so it's international. You'll be able to see it.
Beautiful. So if you're concerned, I do not speak Spanish, no hablo español, do not worry, because it's going to be in both languages, and you'll be able to be part of it and be able to understand. And come on, guys, you guys go to Cuba and Dominican, so you have picked up a couple of things. It's going to be amazing. So people of influence in Toronto too, are going to be attending. That any names that you're allowed to disclose today?
There's a lot of people that are going to be coming there. There's going to be like Rosa Gaviles. She's from Peru. She's she works with the Canadian Pollution Board. There's going to be like a whole bunch of other people. Ines De Santos, she's a recognized wedding dress designer. She's got amazing talent. To name a few, there's a whole bunch of other people that are going to be there.
Wonderful. And I heard people of influence too, people of that are part of PMPs and governors. I don't know if the mayor has been invited, the mayor of Toronto, or our minister, or even people in power. So they're probably a representative, an MP probably is invited as well, I assume. I mean, it's the event of the year. Come on. I mean, you cannot miss it. So for people that are wondering, Victor, and that are...
Yeah, there's a parliament representative, Julie, from the district of Davenport. She was one of the first women to be put on to, the parliament representing the district of Davenport. Julie, she's going to be there also. Maggie, she's a photographer. She works tirelessly with a lot of the arts, and she's a photographer. It's going to be a great night to come out and pick these people's brain and actually have a conversation with them also, because they're just going to be, if you come early, walking around, and you'll have an opportunity to talk about pollution and a little bit of politics and photography and all the stuff that the small talk.
be able to mingle and network and be part of the community and get ideas. And perhaps if an entrepreneur, if you want to get into politics, this is a great opportunity for you to mingle to people in power, people in MP and government and so forth. So this is awesome. I mean, the more I talk to you, the more I find out this, the more excited I am to be part of this event, the more excited. So this is going to be an award too. Not only we're going to see tons of an amazing performer, but we are going to be, or Myrna, or the event is going to be recognizing women for their contribution or for their work. Is that correct as well?
Yes. Unfortunately, I can just say the names, but I can't really get into the award portion of it because I'm not privy to it. I don't know how that's working and stuff like that. But it's going to be a phenomenal night. I think if people come out, you know, and they want to have a good time, you know, it's going to be in one of the oldest theaters that have just been, you know, renovated. It fits, you know, up to 700 people comfortably. You're going to come in, and there's two levels. This is like the normal seating and then the VIP seating, which includes some drinks and stuff. In a beautiful setting, if it's a date night with your wife or just want to come out with your girlfriends and you know, want to have a woman's night out, come out with your girlfriends and come out to a great show. Like I said, Esmeralda Enrique and her team would be a show by itself. Roxanne and Fabian and the Tango de Oro would be another show. These would be three separate. Vanessa Stay and her Latin group. There are more than 20 performers. Any one of these would be a show in itself and a night in itself. For the venue and where it's going to be located, and if you come early, you're going to be able to rub elbows with you know, like you said, PMs and photographers and dancers and people that have learned. You know, right now you talk about entrepreneurs and woman power and all this stuff, and like, you'll be able to go and pick the brains of people who have done it and you know, and maybe find a mentor or two within
mm-hmm.
the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And networking is always important.
Exactly, Victor. One of the things that is important, especially if you want to be like-minded, to have friends, like-minded people, you got to hang around with people that are thinking above you. That way you're able to network and get ideas and ask, how did you manage to do this? How do you accomplish this? Any tips for me? And I can guarantee you guys, they will, a true entrepreneur, a true philanthropist, a true successful person does not want to keep all the secrets to themselves. They want to share, and they will like to help you. So if you are thinking, you know, should I put my child to perform just like Esmeralda? Ask questions. Should I get into politics? Ask questions. Should I have a business in photography? Ask questions. And I think, again, this is one of a lifetime, an opportunity in itself where you have all those amazing people in one room for one night. And again, I'm not sure if this is ever going to happen again. And so take advantage. Now, people that are listening to us all over the world, because this show is definitely international, but we're targeted more here in Canada just because of the event. Where can people get those tickets? Now, you can get one VIP ticket with me. If you DM me or message me or on Lizzie T show, call me in. And you can get another ticket, because I've given two away already. So to be fair, I'm given a third VIP ticket. Like he said, it's a very special area where you can get drinks and be closer to the stage. So you are able to get one with me. But for the rest that would like to get two tickets, and maybe five or maybe 10. Like he said, is a 700 people capacity at the at this theater. If you haven't been to the Regent Theater, you gotta. I mean, it is unbelievable. It's breathtaking. It's a monumental building. Let me put it that way. It's historic in Toronto. Anybody knows about this. So you're going to be there. So the question is, where can people get those tits?
I don't want it.
Victor, are you still there?
Oh, yes, I am here.
Okay, so where can people go and get those amazing tickets?
Yes, there's a phone number here you can call. Oh, 1 second. Let me just pull it up. No. 1 second. I'll give you the phone number right now. It's 416-627-7308.
Beautiful. So everyone, 416-627-7308, or if they want to go online and get it, how do they do that?
They can go to the eventbrite.ca, or they can go to the website, LIDERES.ca, Lideres, LIDER. ES.ca.
Beautiful. So
and
I just wanted to go ahead.
I just wanted to mention, I forgot Josefina Sanchez. She's a Dominican lady. She does a lot of good stuff for the Dominican children. She collects a lot of pencils and paper, stuff that we take for granted. And she brings it every year to students, and she's been doing that for years now. And this is what I was saying. There's phenomenal ladies. Some people think that you need to be a CEO of a big company to make a difference. And sometimes you just have to have a good heart and be organized, and you can change the world.
Phenomenal. And what's her name again?
Josefina Sanchez. She was born in the Dominican Republic. And she does a lot. She's got a vocation to just help people. So she throws a little get together every year to make money so she can bring back pencils and paper and stuff like that for the underprivileged children of the Dominican Republic. And she does it all by herself, and it's amazing.
Wonderful.
And she never asks for any recognition. And this is what's so great about these kind of things, that these people do this out of the kindness of their heart without ever expecting anything. It's going to be a great night. I hope to see you there and many more people.
Oh, you bet. I will. I am there. I'm first in the line. Me and my crew will be there. My videographer, my sound tech, it will be there. Trust me.
Perfect.
Just need to applaud definitely Josefina, because you're doing an amazing job. And one of the things that I'm very, very strong about is helping the community. And it's just like Victor said, it doesn't need to be a CEO, a multimillionaire. You can contribute sometimes with just as little as $2. Or gathering pencils, for God's sake, gathering pencils and material for kids to be able to go to school. Again, stuff that we take for granted, water, diapers, pads, women sanitary things that are, to us in Canada, we don't even think about. So it takes, can you imagine? I heard someone said this, if it takes a million people to donate $1, we have a lot of money. Just do the math, and I'm not a mathematician. So I am honored to meet just Josefina Sanchez coming up. And again, is she going to be there talking about her contribution or collecting any pencils? Because if somebody comes, sometimes we go to an event and we donate a can of food to a food bank. Is there going to be any of that kind of donations at all? Or is this is going to be more of a gala and no donations required?
No, this is a gala. This is just a time to enjoy and to step away from work. I don't know about you, but a lot of us are workaholics, and it's a night to come out and to just enjoy and to connect to humanity, put the phone away, put it on mute, and like you said, be surrounded by like-minded people. And I would even suggest for people who have young people in college or daughters, we always, we pay for education, and all this other stuff. This is a small, fee to spend to send, a daughter or someone that you care about to an event as a gift to be like, hey, here, I'm going to give you a gift of knowledge and networking, because a lot of people, they're book smart, but they don't really learn to network. And this would be a good kickstart for them.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I've put my 15-year old to work, and people are saying, why that early? Because they need that socializing. They need to be a face-to-face person, and they need to know that life has responsibilities, and not that she needs it, but I think not that she has needs or, you know, not enough money. It's just she needs it for her internal education and her networking and her knowledge, and kind of like, you know, street smart. That's been really what it is. I mean, the education here in Canada is teaching us everything but that, and I think that you only get that by being in a place like and by the way, it's pronounced Lideres. I love that. .ca. Lideres.ca is the website. Do not worry, everyone. We'll have the links on my social media, Facebook/LizzieTRadio. On Instagram, I'll have the links there. I'm looking at the website right now, and you get a lot of information. All the amazing names that Victor Ramirez has mentioned, they're all there. Ines de Santos, Esmeralda Enrique, there's their bio, Vanessa Estay, Roxana Belmont, amazing, gorgeous woman, by the way. Whew! I feel intimidated right now, but I'm proud because they're amazing Latina woman, Hispanic woman, that they've gone above and beyond. And like Victor said, they have overcome their fears and become who they really want to be, in spite of all the trials and tribulations and all the naysayers and all people that they said they couldn't, you couldn't do it. They follow their dream. They're doing amazing. And I'm very proud to be a Latin American, Canadian Latin American woman, to be part and to be among such prestige group of women and group of people. So if you want to get inspired, if you need to be inspired, sometimes we look at life and say, oh, my life sucks. But think about it. Just like the case of Josephine, right now she is doing great work bringing pencils to kids that can't even afford that. So put pick yourself up, and like Victor said, bring your kid, bring your teenager, give them a gift of a lifetime. Teach them. Those women, those people have gone above and beyond, and they're living their dream, and you are going to be able to witness that. What an event. What an event. Victor, I can talk to you forever, and we can talk about this event forever, and I know I will probably have Myrna, when she feels better, to talk a little bit more, because we still have a little bit more time. The 28th is not here yet, thank goodness. So we have 700 people capacity at the Region Theater. And are we at half capacity right now, Victor?
Yeah, so right now, I think we're just going to be trying to make it about 500 to 550 tickets, because I'm more than sure that we're past the half mark already. Tickets are going fast, so just have people go online and purchase them, because there's, once again, like any one of these shows would have been a venue on its own. For the value that you're getting for the $40 mark, you're not going to find anything else as good as this per person in the city. It's going to be an amazing night.
It's true, and some of you are probably wondering, you know, why is the low cost for such an amazing event? And I was talking to Myrna, and she had an amazing explanation. I'm not sure if you have the same one. People are wondering why is such a low cost, because an event like this, I've paid $5 for an event. So what do you know? Why is so low?
It's her way of giving back and making it accessible to everybody. You know, there's a lot of young women that are needing something like this, a push, you know, that need to come out to this show. And, you know, and for her, this show can easily cost $150 to $250. And with the people that are going up there, they can hit higher. But she wanted to be able to share it to the younger women, entrepreneurs, and allowing them to come into network not only women, but men and everybody in general, to come out and enjoy a show. And she's a leader, and she wanted to give back also and give a great show. And like I said, she didn't want to maximize everything and say, okay, let's put 700 people. She wanted there to be enough room to walk around and for you to feel opulent when you're there. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they say when the economy goes lower, people go out and buy more lipsticks, and it's because they can't afford to go buy new clothes. And so this is a way of her, you know, helping the people in a tough economy to come out and be able to network and maybe get that catch and remember that it was because of something that she put together. So it was her brainchild.
And Myrna, our prayers and our we're thinking of you. We want to make sure that you get better soon and you're able to talk to us. Huge applause now for giving back and allowing people that are, I know that you're thinking, wow, $40, that's nothing. There's a lot of people out there who do not have $40 extra to spare. It's either have milk for the kids or have food for a couple of days or nothing. And again, the inspiration that you are going to get at this event is unbelievable. You cannot put a monetary value on that. So if you think $40 is nothing, how about you get a couple of tickets and donate it to somebody that you think that will really, really appreciate. They will thank you forever for bringing them to this event. A young teenager or a young boy or even a grandmother, which, you know, hasn't been out of the house for a couple of days, this will make their life. Or even, like he said, a night out with your best friends. You got to see this. So I'm hoping that you will be able to get a ticket on Eventbrite. I will have the links with website leaders.ca, and if you want to win that ticket for me, another one, this is my third gift, you will be able to get it on June 21st. I will be drawing names for you to come with me, VIP. Victor, it's been a pleasure and an honor to be here with you talking about this. I can't wait. June the 28th is going to be the event of the century in Toronto, Canada. Is going to be remarkable. People are going to be talking about forever, and I'm not sure how Myrna is going to overdo herself next year, but that's, like I said, that's another story. Thank you so much for being the backup and doing such a great job and talking to us, sharing. You know, you're doing great. You are definitely the right person, the right arm, the creative director to be helping her with this. So thank you.
Thank you very much, and it was an honor to be on your show, and look forward to seeing you at the show.
We are definitely are. Thank you so much. And that's it, by the way, everyone. That's a wrap. We will continue on with our musical section. We do have time for some songs because we did went a little bit over time. And how about we will play some Spanish music because it's just fit. It's just a fit. Lorena Juan is the performer. She is from Chile, and she was in New York. She recorded with El Poder Sonidero, and this song is called Solo Una Noche.
La razón de estar adentro de ti, sin ganas de salir de ahí. Humectado con tu cuerpo hasta sentirme lubricado. Me pone loco la forma en que me haces el amor. Me trastorna tus besos, me trastorna tu calor. Devoro tus brazos, tu columna vertebral. Me bebo tus besos, tu sexo, dulzura, tu
resucitación. Del telón subiendo tu cuerpo.
tomándote mis brazos, cobijándome en tu abrazo bueno. Lo siento fuerte y pleno, ey, ¿cómo lo sientes tú si sientes algo nuevo? Enciende este animal de luz, ajá. Cariño, locura de amor, ajá. Termina la obra y cae el telón. El alma se encuentra sin saber, eterna búsqueda de la dualidad. Espejos reflejados. Un tibio beso, esta noche me estremezco. Me estremezco en la humedad de tu pasión. Busco calor, me aferro. Entro en las profundidades del amor. Camino y subo a la pelota. Miro tu boca, la que lentamente se va desplazando entre poderes ligeros. Todos a base de impulsos provocados por distintos estados en los que nos encontramos cada día. Todo sale impredecible, pero real. Te lo digo yo, que solo una noche me bastó para quedarme dentro de ti. Nuestra comedia dibujada en solo una noche inesperada. Besos y caricias, besos y caricias. Son dos cuerpos enlazados. Esta noche recién ha comenzado.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. Yeah, I know you hate it, but you can't ever trade it. Reasons why I'm doing what I do. What you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing. I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough. I'm start to the finish tough. My endurance come from watching mama. She ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. I'm still going, still growing, still showing. I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience. Then my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You can really feel how I feel. Mr. B.A.D. been in the field. I'm facing bullets that would kill.
I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish.
And that was Mr. Walt P. with the song Motivated. Thank you so much for sending your MP3. Next up, one of my favorites, gospel singer. We had her on the show last year. She sent me her solo, and she has a brand new solo, which is called Higher. Her name is Kami Ren, everyone. Let's support it. Do it.
Making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse and dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh, city streets full of poverty and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessman has seen by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself. No matter what comes in your way, we gotta lift him high, high. Oh, oh, oh. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. Oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty and the businessman passing by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher,
That was Aden Jacob. He is an international award winner guitarist. As you can see, as you can hear, he's amazing, breathtaking, and read his bio. Incredible, incredible. Very honored to be able to play your music. Thank you so much for submitting your MP3. Pretty amazing and incredible. Continuing on, we got a little bit more selection and we have a little bit more time to be able to play more songs. Next up, it is a group here from Toronto. So let's have our Torontonians musicians to be displayed here as well, right? The group is named the name of the group. I'm a professional speaker. It is Santerias. They are from a different background. The group, I entered them live last year on an event, and they're amazing. The singer is from Dominican, the rest are from Chile, Colombia, and the list goes on. Just incredible. So again, the group is called Santerias, and the song is called Mundo Desigual.
Sky, and when I see Can imagine life without you by my side. This is love, baby, that I'm feeling, and I hope that you're feeling the same way. Things do slip my mind, like how you like to whine and dine, baby, with romantic lights. You mean a lot to me in so many ways. Have I told you I love you? Have I told you you still mean the world to me? Have I told you I love you? I'll be your wishing well. Tell me what you want, babe. Don't think twice of all love. I say these things because I love you, but it's hard to explain, and I'm hoping that you're feeling the same way. You know that all of my feelings are inside and verbally. I tend to forget how much I love you. Have I told you I love you? Have I told you you still mean the world to me? Have I told you I love you? I'll be your wishing well. Tell me what you want, babe. Trying hard is to deal. Yes, I forgot. You know how I feel. Things slip my mind, baby, and that's a fact. Tell me you love me, and I'll tell you, baby. Have I told you I love you? Have I told you you still I'll be your wishing well. Tell me what you want, babe.
And that one, everyone, was Stephen Jr. And it's a cover for a song that he did a little while ago. We had a Stephen Jr. last year as well. So thank you so much for submitting your MP3. And that's it, everyone. I can't believe it's over. We had a little bit of extra time, and but it was all worth it, everyone. I want to wish every single one of you an amazing weekend, and thank you so much for your support. Do not forget, I have a free ticket for the gala that is happening on June 20th. So send us your in DM me, and I will be happy to put your name on draw. Thank you so much, everyone, and make it a fantastic evening, a fantastic weekend. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Bye-bye for now.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.